Good morning. We have a lot of tired folks that didn't make it to church this morning that poured their heart into VBS. We have several that are traveling. VBS is easily my favorite thing that this church does. I started going to Vacation Bible School here when I was 8 years old, and to see the impact that it has had on me and this community is absolutely amazing. It's something that I think we do really well. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called little children to him, and he placed a child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." And this week, we got to see that scripture lived out. We had the privilege of sharing the gospel and the love of Christ to 55 kids. Kids learned Bible stories, and they learned it in really creative ways. They learned it through crafts, they learned it through snacks, they learned it through games, they learned it through God's Word. But more importantly, I believe they learned it through the love of Christ that we got to share with them this week. For those who volunteered, my wife and I would love to have you over for a celebration and a time to pray for these kids. My wife just left, but I believe it's in 2 Sundays. So if you would like to come over for lunch afterwards, we'll have a big party and pray for these kids. Let me tell you why I love VBS so much. Because these 4 days that we get to pour into these kids, you get to visibly, as a pastor, see the hands and the feet of Christ work as a church. We get to see God impact this community. Some people are just made to play with kids. And you guys know who those people are. Mostly because they're still a kid at heart. And you get to see them interact with kids, and kids absolutely love them, and they love kids. But others aren't so comfortable with kids. Having a bunch of kids around you gives you anxiety. I understand. I don't blame you, but to be able to work here and to use your gifts and your talents to reach out to this community of children was amazing to see this week. To know that we were united by the love of Christ that's within each one of us. Our helpers, our volunteers range, I think, from 12 years old to 6 times 12 or 7 times 12. And to see the body of Christ work in that age group, to come together and to work with these kids was fantastic. Mark chapter 12. I got a couple of verses that I pulled that really visually, I think, shows us what VBS was about. One of the teachers of the law came and he heard debating them, noticed that Jesus had given them a good answer. And he asked him, out of all the commandments, out of every single one of these rules, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." I believe this week we work together as a family of God to really answer those two commandments. My wife and I have a verse up on our wall as soon as you walk into the house. It's from a very famous chapter from Paul in Corinthians chapter 12. You hear it at almost every wedding ceremony that you go to. But before you get to chapter 12, Paul teaches us that we all have different gifts. Some is wisdom, some hospitality. He goes through all these different gifts and talents that he gives each one of us. Different people have different gifts. And we absolutely saw that this week. I've never seen a kid better learn the gospel through a snack. Through doing games. Through teaching the Bible story. Through singing. Through somebody taking photos of them. You know, Miles did photography this year and last year. And to be able to take a photo of a kid and within an hour put it up into a slideshow presentation and let them get excited when they see their face. Mish put us all together in areas where she thought that we would thrive. And that was incredible to see. But it came together so well, not because of the gifts and the talents, but because of two things, I believe. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ was here, because you were here, and because we got to love Him with the love that's inside of us. Paul says that these gifts are absolutely useless without love. And he goes to define what love is. And this is that famous chapter that I was talking about. Corinthians 13. So if you missed this week, if you didn't get to be a part of VBS and wondered what it was like, let me read to you from the words of Paul what it was like. He starts this off with the toughest part of love, I believe. Love is patient. And this week, I know every volunteer's patience was tried. If you had my kid in your class, I know. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, and it is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, and love never fails. You know why love never fails is because it comes from the love of Christ that literally is within us. It's what happened this week. And when brothers and sisters in Christ unite with the love that He gives us, amazing things happen. I don't normally do this. Honestly, I don't. But let me tell you some unsolicited, is that right? Yes, feedback that I heard this week. Some texts that my wife received, that I received, some emails that we received about VBS. And I'm going to take out names and gender from this just so you don't know who it is. First one was, camp was awesome. Our child loved it. Thank you so much to everyone who helped. We truly appreciate it. We're in the middle of a move, and yesterday evening was the night that we packed up our child's room. And as they were packing, they decided what they wanted to donate and what they wanted to keep, and they started singing the camp songs. And at the end of the night, they were so tired, they looked at me and said, "Mommy, when life is hard, God is good." Again, thank you for all the seeds that were sown into the hearts of all these little ones this week. Our family truly appreciates you. Another parent, "My kids talk about VBS all day after I pick them up, and they keep asking when they can come back." Another parent, "This has truly been amazing for my child. They had a tough preschool experience," and by the way, it wasn't at our preschool, but "they had a tough preschool experience, and VBS has made them excited about school. The volunteers were absolutely amazing." Dawn asked one of the kids, "What was your favorite part about Vacation Bible School?" And the kid said, "All of it. I just loved all the people." Another one said, another parent says, "This has been great. We can't wait until next year." Another parent, "My kid just never wants to leave when they come here." And you know why? It's not because of the water slide. It's not because of the songs. It's not because of the food. It's because of you and the love of Christ that you get to share with these kids. We're a small family church. We're a family church that loves the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. We're a family that loves each other, that encourages one another, that holds one another accountable. We know each other and we know each other's kids. And it was such a joy as a pastor to see the church work together the way the church is supposed to work. You see, we always teach, and it was instilled in me by Pastor Kim, that each and every one of us is a missionary. That we get to go into our workplace, that we get to go into the grocery store, that we get to go to the kids' baseball games, and everywhere we go, and be a missionary and show the love of Christ that's within us. And that was reflected well this week. And we know that God gets the glory from that. How do we know that God gets the glory? Mish did an amazing job. My wife did an amazing job. The volunteers did an amazing job. But God was absolutely in the center of it. And I don't think He could have been more thrilled. One of my favorite verses, and this is becoming a new one of my favorite verses, is in the book of James. You don't have to turn there, but they're going to have it up on the screen. And before I read this, I want to tell you that I know these kids aren't orphaned, but I think you'll see the translation here works. James 1:27 says, "Religion that our God and Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Now this word that the NIV translated, the first word there is religion. And it's the only time that it's not translated in the New Testament as worship. So let me read it as the way that I like it translated here. Worship that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep one's self from being polluted by the world. We have a great praise and worship team that lead us in some really moving songs. We have some very generous people that during the worship aspect of giving, during the giving aspect of worship, give their tithes and their offerings. And it's amazing. I do my best to preach from the Bible, verse by verse, and I think God is honored by that. But you want to see what worship looks like, it's what happened last week. I think that that is a form of worship when the church comes together united by the love of Christ that God just sits back and is thrilled with. That is worship. So as we leave this place, as we go into our busy weeks, as we go into our workplace or the grocery store, wherever you find yourself, understand that we are united by the love of Christ and to love them like we loved on these kids this week, because I believe the world desperately needs it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you're so good. Lord, you are able to work through us despite us being us. Lord, we know we're a mess without you. And we thank you that the only thing that unites us is Christ. Lord, we come from different backgrounds. We're different ages, and we are united by you, and we thank you for that. And Lord, I pray that you continue to instill in us that we have a mission. God, a mission to show the Christ that's within us, to be your hands and your feet, to reach this community. God, and communities outside of this. Lord, we thank you for the blessing and the opportunity it was to have 55 kids come here and to hear the gospel preached. Preached in many different ways, God, but none louder than love. Lord, I pray that as those kids went home and as they continue through this week, God, that they are reminded of the songs that we sang, that we're reminded by the Bible stories that they learned, God, but they're reminded about your love. God, I pray that they accept you, whether it's from a seed that was planted here or that happens today, Lord. We pray for salvation for all of them. And thank you for giving us the opportunity. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Want to close in a song?
I'd like to just together stand where we are and sing the doxology.